Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure today on iHeartRadio and many other platforms to have the wonderful, the unique Mr. Bud Rebel. Let me spell it for you. It's R-E-B-E-L. So who is Bud Rebel? He is a dynamic, diverse talent with an entrepreneurial approach to everything he takes, from his award-winning films to his YouTube channel to the Bud Rebel Show podcast that is quickly gaining popularity. And he has interviewed some epic names. I am so jealous. Right now, he's right now over the phone with us to talk about all the great things he have done, but also about his most recent film, The Undead, which premiered earlier this month in New York City and will be soon on Amazon Prime and other platforms. Right now, over the phone is the one and only Mr. Bud Rebel. Bud, how are you today?
I'm doing great, David. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and share some hopefully great news with your fans and so forth.
Oh, but thank you very much to you. I really appreciate that. So the first question I have for you is where are you from and what brought you to get into this industry and brought you to these movies, these YouTube channels and the podcast and the storytelling? Tell us, what was your path so far?
Wow, that's a hard one to go through. Okay, so all my life I've enjoyed films. Just was always something that I had a passion for, and the whole entertainment industry was always exciting to me, but I was always, quote, very practical. So I always did it almost as an escape. When I was in college, I wrote my first script called The Last Chance for Freedom. And even when I was younger, I was played Arnold Horshack from Welcome Back, Kotter, all the way in second grade. But I never really pursued it as much as I'd like. I kept writing scripts and writing scripts. And then what happened is I took a two-day class by a guy named Dove Simmons, who taught at NYU and UCLA. And he said that you can make a film and you're not going to make money, but you could do it. It's possible. And he gave us all the basic techniques. And I got out of that class. I was 40 years old, I think it was. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I just have so many ideas. I have like 10 scripts. And I decided to do a film. And as I was doing it, I reversed it and went into a different film because I just felt like it was just too complicated. And then I hired a director, and the director hired the team. And before you know it, All Screwed Up was one, which was my first film. And, you know, then after that, it was just the progress of me being more creative. And I decided, you know, I have so many ideas that I've been thinking of all my life, and I'm getting older in life. Just throw them on the blog. And I would just throw, like, any idea, anything that comes in my head, I just throw it on the blog. Creative ideas, business ideas, political ideas, anything. And then I came across a lady named Mina Guy, and she said, you know what, why don't we do, quote, a show called The Bud Rebel Show? And from there, we did like a pilot for the show, and we got to be good friends. And then I started doing things on YouTube with all little videos. And little by little, things get more and more progressive, more videos, more. Then I decided I want to do a podcast because I love talking to people. And then you know, my father passed away. And when my father passed away, he wasn't the type of person who gave a lot of compliments. But he said to me I was a good writer. So I decided to utilize the funds that I got to make The Undead. And that's basically, in a nutshell, how everything started. But it's always been a passion. And the practicality of life made me start a lot later than maybe I would have.
Wow, what a beautiful path. And of course, we have a special thought for your late father, who I'm sure must be really, really proud of you. So now, fast forwarding to your latest release, the Undead. Can you tell us about why you choose to make that movie? And you're talking a lot about the mental health. Can you explain to us what is the process of that movie and what is the Undead?
The story about the Undead is a story of this dysfunctional family that, because the death of their brother and their son, their spiritual leader tells them to go up to a cabin in the woods to get reconnected. And as they go up there, the mother has a form of schizophrenia. So she sees these undead children. The audience is going to wonder, are these real? Are they in our head? And at the same time, person comes to the cabin, knows everything about the cabin, but it has no idea who he is. This is all taking place in the end of times as we know it. So it's a horror film with a spiritual element and also has a family element, and it's all combined in one. So what I wanted to do is make sure first when you go to film, you're entertained, because that's, you know, people spend a lot of money, they work really hard. Number two is they come across with a very unique perspective than any other film they'll ever see. And that is also opening the door to the idea of a mental health and the treatment of it. And also that sometimes what we consider, let's say, something that is so bad can in some ways give us more insight than we'd ever know. So there's a whole bunch of messages coming through. And I don't like to be the type of person when you go to a film that someone's like preaching you something. So I'm hoping the audience will get their own vision from their own life when they see this film, instead of being like told what to think.
Exactly. That's a beautiful way. So so really, congratulations for this a great new release, The Undead, and for all the great things you're doing. So you don't have, from what I understood, any formal training as a filmmaker. So how did you learn to become a filmmaker? What was your training in a way?
Well, the basic training started actually, the first time I did anything was when I was in camp. I did a short horror movie, which is like a Friday the 13th, before there was Friday the 13th. And it was just a camera, and it was, you know, a little fun thing. But what got me more fixated on it was this two-day class with Dove Simmons. And basically, I hate to say this, but in life, it's who you put in charge. So when I did decide I was going to make a film, after I went through all my scripts I was going to do, it was going to be all screwed up, I decided I needed, the first thing I needed was a director. And the way I got a director was getting someone who's a cinematographer who was always behind the camera and knew what they were seeing. So I took that great cinematographer. I got all these people, resumes, all this stuff. And I saw this person who had this really great way of looking at things. His name was Neil Steffens. And I made him the director. And he had dealt with so many people. He had dealt with a lighting person. He had dealt with a sound person. So he put his whole team together. And I just watched it all begin. And I also, of course, you know, I saw my script. We went over the script. We went over what scenes we could do. We changed it from outside because of the course to moving it to a basketball court inside. And that's the same thing with The Undead. Once I decided that was going to be the script, we sat down and we decided, okay, what scene is possible within the budgetary means? Can we cut out certain things? Do we want this to be more? What's the purpose of the scene? What do I want the viewer to see? What kind of angles get in? And all this happens over, you know, as I'm doing more of these shorts, I'm learning more about the process of making films. I'm learning more about the lighting. I'm learning more about sound. I'm learning more about special effects. And that is helping me develop these scripts, not the scripts, but also helping me develop what's going to be on the big screen, you might say.
Wow, and definitely this is a good way to really put your hands right into the problem. So, congratulations again on all the great things you're doing. So, you doing that podcast of yours, this YouTube channel, this movie, what do you like the most to do actually between all these arcs?
Wow, that's a great point. I do love the podcast, because I love talking to people. I love what we do in the podcast. And I don't want to steal from your podcast. Your podcast is great too. We do a lot of different things. We always want to have a really positive message at the end. We do strange facts. I give one of my business ideas because I, as you saw, an entrepreneur, I have so many ideas that I know I can't do in my life. So if you listen to my podcast and you want to, like, you think, oh, I don't know what to do in my life, maybe I'll still give you an idea, a direction to go, give that away. I talk about, you know, I talk about some ways to invest money in the difficult times we have. I have like a little, and then I have something called Strange Facts. And then I have something called Things I Hate, because everyone talks about things they love. I decided to do that. So I had that. So it's a fun show. And I get to meet really interesting people who, you know, made it up and deal with their own difficulties to become like the success they are. So I always enjoy hearing those stories. And, you know, we talk about current events. So it's a really good dialogue going back and forth. I definitely enjoy that. I enjoy film, making films. Sometimes I'm a really hyper person. So like a scene could take a whole longer than a day sometimes. And I'm like, come on, move, move, move. My head says that. But seeing in the big screen and seeing what you wrote actually come out, it's really an emotional experience. So that's really a great thing to do too. And I love writing my blog because it's just like, it's a way to express myself. So all these things help me keep my therapy lessons, therapy much less stressful, because I'm doing all these things to express my emotions in a positive way, you might say.
Well, that is a beautiful way to tell us, you know, about all the great things that you're doing. Indeed, your podcasts are very entertaining, and I encourage everyone to really check out the Bud Rebel Show. Once again, Rebel is spelled R-E-B-E-L, the Bud Rebel Show. So before we start to say goodbye to each other, can you tell us what is next for you? What are you working on? What are your next projects in the near future?
Well, right now we're waiting to see the return a bit on our film, The Undead, and I'm hoping to make another film. I have two in, or maybe three, that I'm thinking about. One is called Seduction, and it's basically how sex is a drug and how it can drag people down in a different direction. It's like a little another horror type film. I might do a comedy, A Hell Can Wait, where a person is brought to hell, but he finds an exit door and maybe changes his life. It's a little convoluted, but it's a really great story. My daughter loves that one. Or I got another one I wrote, which is about how this music makes people go insane and kill people. So there's at least three of them I have that I'm willing to try, and I'm going to decide between my distribution company and other inside where we want to go with that. And that would probably be my next film project. I'm going to continue the podcast, try to get, bigger or larger guests into the podcast as well. Great stories, really, the whole thing. And just keep plugging along. I'm just really enjoying this process, and I really love the feedback from the audience, and it feels great to be doing the art that I really appreciated doing, and I hope it makes a difference in people's lives. I just hope it entertains people. People have very difficult things going through, and I talk about mental health. People are going through a lot of stressful things, and families are falling apart, and with inflation and interest rates and war, and it's just a very difficult time for a lot of people. And entertainment is so important. It's a great escape, and I'm hoping that they get a little bit of more enjoyment in their life as they listen to and watch these podcasts and movies and so forth.
And we definitely will be there to always support you. We want to say hello to our friend Michaela from Storm. We really appreciate her. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, it was my pleasure to have over the phone the very talented Bud Rebel. Rebel is spelled R-E-B-E-L. Bud Rebel, check out his YouTube channel, check out his podcast, The Bud Rebel Show, check out his new film called The Undead, and you can find all the information on his, actually, all his YouTube channel. I was lucky to check out a lot of his videos. They are a lot of fun, very entertaining, and you will have a great time. Mr. Bud Rebel was the guest on our show today. Right now, more music to follow up on iHeartRadio. Stay tuned with us. It's a beautiful day.